Good morning, everybody. It is time for Coffee with Jeanette. My name is Jeanette Stein, and you can always find me over at JeanetteStein.com. I wanted to address the question. Jeanette, I'm a teacher. I've got tons of lesson plans. I know it's great stuff. It works with my students. How do I get started? So such a great question, and I wanted to jump right in on our Don't Miss a Monday episode and address it. The first thing you want to do is really define what you are giving your teachers. So yes, we understand that you are giving them lesson plans, but what, why? Okay, so you're going to ask yourself why. Why are you giving them lesson plans? So that they can have more time with their family. So that they can feel like they have quality materials to use with their students each day. Why do they want your lesson plans? Why? I created interactive notebooks for each day of the year for this curriculum. That is, you know, maybe the why is they're trying to implement interactive notebooks in their classroom. Maybe you create project-based curriculums, and it's very specific. The more specific you can get with addressing the why, the better you are when you get started. So what is very special about your materials, your lesson plans, your projects, your whatever you're going to be delivering to those teachers? What is special about yours? This is so very important, and I want to get into the why here. As you start building your website, every headline is going to be around that. What are you giving them? Right? We know it's lesson plans. That's not what you're going to be putting on your headlines. That's not what you're going to be putting in your blog posts. What you want to do is, why do they want your lesson plans? And get very specific about what's special about yours. Now, when you're creating your website, every headline, every blog post, every ad you write, you have a direction. And it will all be very succinct about exactly what kind of teachers you're talking to and the teachers who want to have your stuff. The more they feel like, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I was looking for. This is exactly what I need. The more likely it is that your business is going to be successful. So I want you to take a step back. If you're one of those people that has been thinking about starting your website, I want you to think about, what are you giving to your teachers? Maybe you're a health nut. Hey, do you want time to work out? Like, what is specific and special about you? All right. If you do not play on that, you are missing out on a huge opportunity. How many other, let's say, seventh grade science teachers are also trying to find time to go to the gym each and every day, all right? Or how many other third grade teachers also find their relaxation by painting a picture? I'm just making things up here, but, or how many other seventh grade teachers are looking for math activities that engage special education students. Whatever it is that makes you special and unique, start putting it into your language, start putting it into your headlines, and start putting it into your emails. If you can keep this focus, I am speaking to this exact avatar, this exact teacher. For mine, I am speaking to teachers that teach Algebra 1, and if you are a math teacher or know any students that have taken ninth grade Algebra 1, it can be really hard to finish all those standards in 1 year. Mine is, with my plan, you're going to complete every standard in 1 year without leaving your students behind. That's the message I'm trying to put into every headline, every blog post, every ad. Are you trying to finish every standard this year? Right? I can help you do that. that is my superpower. I worked with a lot of at-risk kids. I know how to get those most difficult kids through the curriculum successfully in the time given to us, in the 180 days. So that is my superpower. That's what I'm going to be playing up. And if I had taken a minute in the very beginning to really define it, I wouldn't be going back now and changing wording or updating things. I would have it done. So I want you, as a prospective business owner, to take a look and figure out what is special about you. If you would like to talk to me about this, if you would like a free 20-minute consultation to talk through this problem, please jump on over to JeanetteStein.com and sign up for a time to talk to me. I would love to talk to you about how you can get started the right way today. Have a great Monday. Remember, never miss a Monday. Get to work, take some action. I can't wait to talk to you next time.